Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day, from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green of the Sinsanawa Dominican Sisters, living in Woodruff, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, All Will Be Well.
A reading from the Good News according to Luke. Jesus said to the crowd, They will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives. This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends. This reminds me of the passage in Luke chapter 8 when the mother and brothers of Jesus were trying to see him but were being pushed away by the crowds. Jesus' response was, My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it. It seems that marriage and biological relationships, as important as they are in our lives, are not what saves us. Jesus himself knew the sting of betrayal when Judas, the apostle Jesus had chosen to follow him, handed him over with a kiss. Who can we really trust? Who can trust us? The Gospels these days speak of insurrection and fear and chaos and violence, the end times. The writers of these Gospels no doubt believed that the world was in such a state that it was coming to an end, and nothing would help except trust in the saving power of Christ. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? The world we live in today doesn't seem much better than that one. We're divided by fear and wondering which way to turn, where to go for answers. We worry about what if, what if, what if the unknown looms before us. Many of us realize that as much as we love our families, they don't always see eye to eye with us. Are we afraid of being betrayed by them? Who can we count on? For me, what is so very reassuring in today's gospel are the words of Jesus, I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. Not a hair on your head will be destroyed. In the comforting words of Julian of Norwich, all will be well, and all will be well, and all manner of thing shall be well.